The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told the General Assembly that UN observers had been shot at while attempting to investigate a massacre reported in the village of Al-Qubayr in central Syria. 78 people, including some children, are reported to have been killed in the small Sunni village. The UN Special Envoy, Kofi Annan, is calling on the international community to do more.
Clearly, the time has come to determine what more can be done to secure implementation of the plan and or what other options exist to address the crisis. It is your shared interest and our collective responsibility to act quickly. The process cannot be open-ended. The longer we wait, the more radicalized and polarized the situation will become, and the harder it will be to forge a political settlement. The international community has united, but it now must take that unity to a new level. We must find the will and the common ground to act, and act as one.
UN Special Envoy to Syria, Kofi Annan. The Syrian government has denied any responsibility for this latest massacre, again pointing the finger at armed terrorist groups. Ivan Siminovich is the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights. He joins us from New York now. Ivan, welcome to Australian Radio.
Hello, good day.
Ivan, the UN Secretary General calls this latest massacre shocking and sickening. What do we know about what happened in the village of Al-Qubayr?
Unfortunately, we do not know enough. Our access has been denied. Hans Smith, of course, tried to reach the place, but it was shot at. We will continue to try to get there and to confirm the facts. What is already known is that it was a massacre and that there were many victims, including women and children.
And reportedly 78 people killed, as you say, including many children, 35 members of the same family. Have you heard that?
We heard that, but couldn't confirm it. The only when we will have access to the village itself, we could confirm the exact numbers. However, we have heard about these numbers.
There's some confusion about the access of the UN monitors. The Syrian television is saying the monitors have been granted access. And as we heard earlier, Ban Ki-moon told the General Assembly that the monitors were shot at as they tried to get access. So are you saying no UN observers have been in yet?
They have not been in yet, and they were shot at, so they had to return.
Can you tell us more about the circumstances under which they found themselves under fire? Do they know when did this happen, and do they know who was shooting at them?
It has not been confirmed. It was shooting, and one of our four vehicles has been attacked. There were no victims on our side, and the convoy had to return.
So the convoy returned, and it will go out again?
Exactly. We are pushing for access. Access has been denied. We had, prior to shooting, we also had some civilians trying to stop the access, but we will continue to push for it.
So civilians trying to stop the access?
Well, you cannot say whether those civilians were under influence, were they instructed and so on, but there were obstructions of the access culminating with shooting on our convoy.
Without your UN monitors in there, are you relying on the word that is coming out from the village about what happened?
Exactly.
The Syrian government denies pro-government militias known as Shabia were involved in this. I understand this village is surrounded, has been surrounded by government troops. What are the eyewitness reports coming out of there saying in terms of who's behind this killing?
We do not have reliable eyewitness reports yet. We cannot confirm fully the facts you were referring to. We are informed on them as well. As far as the governmental position is concerned, it is the same pattern as we have met previously related to El Hula massacre, where we had also a massive massacre last Friday with over 100 people Baghdad, including 50 children, some of them under the age of 10. We had reliable sources informing us that there were the governmental forces involved in heavy shelling of the residential area, that it was Shabiha militia that was going house by house and involved in shooting civilians at a close distance. However, the government has denied these things, and as a result, it was the Human Rights Council that requested an impartial international investigation, which would also, besides establishing facts, which would, if possible, identify perpetrators and ensure evidence for potential later criminal proceedings.
And how is that investigation going into the Hula massacre? I'll come back to the latest massacre or allegations of, but how is the investigation into Hula going, and is there evidence being gathered that could see any kind of charges laid against the indictment against the Syrian president in some kind of international court?
Concerning the potential criminal proceeding by International Criminal Court, Syria is not a party to the Rome Statute. So for the case to be reviewed by International Criminal Court, it has to be referred by the Security Council. So far, Security Council has been reluctant to refer the case to International Criminal Court. It was High Commissioner some time ago that already asked for Syria case to be referred by the Security Council to the International Criminal Court. However, until this moment, Security Council did not move forward.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Ivan Simonovic, the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights. Ivan, just returning to reports of this latest massacre, 78 people killed in this small village. Your monitors were shot at. I think everyone got out of there safely, but they're planning to return. Has Ban Ki-moon protested about this activity to the Syrian government, and is the government offering to escort the UN monitors into the village next time?
So far, they have not been granted access. Of course, in Secretary General's address to the General Assembly today and to the Security Council right now, Secretary General is raising these issues with utmost concern. So let us hope that we will get access.
And in the way forward here, Kofi Annan has addressed the General Assembly and said the peace plan is not working. He's got another proposal, a plan B, for some kind of contact group to be established that would include Russia, China, US, Britain, France, but also some of the key Arab states. Is there much support for that?
Well, we shall see. As far as his 6 points plan is concerned, I wouldn't just forget about it. We just need mechanisms to enforce this 6 points plan. At the beginning, it worked pretty well. We had decrease of casualties. There was not so much use of heavy artillery. However, now the number of casualties is increasing, and there is systematic use of heavy artillery, including against targets in inhabited places. So there is a serious reason to concern that this plan is not being followed, so we should look for the ways to give some muscles to the 6 points plan. Whether that this muscle comes from the more determined position of the Security Council or some other arrangements, as you have mentioned, is to be seen.
All right, Ivan Simonovic, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate you joining us on Breakfast.
Pleasure.
Ivan Simonovic is the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights, joining us from New York.